Trump gets his days in court, in legislatures, in courts. Those are going to matter. In the Supreme Court, and ultimately, one of two ways he retains the presidency. I see zero here. From where I sit, I see this many chances that he does not become President 46.
0.0.
The only way he does not retain the presidency is if someone or someone's prevail upon him to concede. Because there is just simply, legally speaking, and this covers the entire gamut of how election laws are actually supposed to govern elections. The reason you have rules, what did Walter Sobchak tell what's his name in the Big Lebowski? This isn't NOM, Donnie. There are rules. Well, this isn't NOM, Joey Biden. There are rules. People are finding out now, especially the, you know what's even, I think more indicative of the, just the pathetic, the anemic amount of understanding and knowledge that our supposedly elite ruling masters at all levels in any form of media or governance or what have you here, of what it is that they actually do not know is what is ultimately going to come out of all of this. And the fact that they parade and cavort about as though that they know exactly, that they pretend to know what they're talking about, and that these things are foregone conclusions. You see, because it's just the way it always happens, you see. Someone wins an election, and you concede to the other guy, and that guy becomes president. It doesn't matter how the votes came in and were tallied. The fact of the matter is you need to get over it, and you need to get over the fact that somehow Joe Biden picked up hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of votes in six different states, in the exact states needed to win, and in the exact order, and almost to the exact number needed to pull the upset off. And there's no indication anywhere else across the entire United States, from congressional races, from the bellwether counties, which we talked about on our election night coverage, there's just simply no precedent for the fact that Joe Biden is going to be was elected president. He wasn't, and he's not gonna be. Those people are going to look so stupid. But as I've been telling you, you should never forget that those pricks sold you out. And that they told you to just go ahead and suck it up and take it. Because, you know, I work for I'm the editor of the National Review. Ooh, well, there's the media. We're the editors of this. We're the editors of that. The only intellectually honest people, and I got to say, they've won a subscriber out of me, is the Epoch Times. I went ahead and just plunked the money down because, you know, they when they send their email out every day, they go like, we will not declare Joe Biden as president. We will not declare anyone as president-elect until the Electoral College meets on December the 14th. Won't do it. All the rest of them, folks, these people, you know what they do? They fleece your mind. They fleece your mind for hits and clicks and tracks and follow backs and what have you here. The whole thing is a money generating operation. Doesn't have anything to do with actually generating or actually reporting news. It certainly doesn't have anything to do with the good, the true, and the beautiful, and advancing the common cause. The common cause of solidarity, of human freaking solidarity and flourishing. I mean, these people, my disdain for these people has always been, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that I've always just despised most of these people. Can't stand them. and look, they never let me in. They never let me in. A couple of small, rare instances when, like Judge Napolitano had his show on Fox Business, and the judge, God bless him, would invite me on, and I was blessed to be a guest with Lou Dobbs many times. So there's a few exceptions there. The rest of these people, folks, they are in it for themselves. Certainly not in it for the alleged shared universal goal of draining the swamp. These people don't want to drain the swamp. They want to marinate in a swamp. They want to fill the swamp up and go like, ooh, give me a nice big scoop. Ooh, boop. That's what the ultimate result of this is going to be. Because at the end of the day, and it began on Thursday. I'm sorry, last Wednesday. Began last Wednesday. Well, it began long before that. With that hearing in Pennsylvania and the actual bringing out of witnesses, because you know what that did? That put public pressure on those little tin-horn dictator judges in Pennsylvania that are going like, yeah, we're like Democrats, man, and, you know, we like run this state. Yeah, you know, we have like the greatest drag queen ever in history, like mentally deranged drag queens running our health department. Look how healthy everyone is in Pennsylvania, because thanks to Dr. Rachel Levine. Believing that they're insulated, right? This is how the high and mighty fall. That hearing, that little hearing, and by the by, give credit, man, to the Pennsylvania states, to the Senate of the great state of Pennsylvania. That was a bold move. It was a great move for the Trump campaign to have endeavored under, and to have actually been successful. And to get that out into the public so that people that have been hearing nothing but there's simply no evidence. There's simply no evidence. So what? So what? Millions of votes came in boxes in the middle of the night after the cutoff. So what? You just need to get over it, crybaby. Ultimately, this is about who we are. And ultimately, as I've been saying for pert near the entirety of the Trump presidency, I trust President Trump over any of these ass clowns in media and in government. And as now we can ultimately see, look at what's happening. State of Pennsylvania is going to have a hearing this week, and is going to reclaim their statutory authority to appoint electors. You know what that means, Joe Biden? Do you know what that means, Michael Brendan Doherty? You know what that means, Rich Lowry? Do you know what that means, editors of the American Conservative and all of the other all of the other frauds that call themselves conservatives? You know what that means? That means that they're going to ultimately decide. Now, sans a judge actually doing the right thing and going like, all right, the adults need to step up here, and the adults need to go like, here's what the law says, here's what they were told to do with the mail-in balloting law and the ballots in Pennsylvania. Here, and Samuel Alito, Supreme Court Justice, even issued on his own authority, I command you, I order you to segregate those damn votes. I order you to do it. There's no indication they did so. This is a railroad job from the get-go, folks. This was predetermined. They were going to steal this thing. They were going to use this method, and they were going to use it with impunity. You know why? Because they believed they could get away with it. What was the stat you quoted me earlier? Maggie, you're going to have to help me host a little bit here today because I'm struggling. how many people think that the election was stolen? 47% now? That's a Rasmussen poll. 47% of the American population completely disregards now the election result in favor of Biden.